Hey Anchor, so I'm recording this from my phone, but I just kind of like to share my two cents on Call of Duty from me. I'm a casual gamer. I don't get to game very often. I think I've probably gamed the most in like 6 months because I got sick, right? And that's probably in the range of 20 to 40 hours across 2 weeks. So I've been playing the new Modern Warfare, and for me, as a casual, I've really enjoyed how there's no monetization in the game yet, you know? I enjoy that, you know, if I log on, it's not like, a battle pass, buy this, buy that. Like, that's my problem with Clash Royale. I like to play Clash Royale, and I log on, and it's like, buy the battle pass, buy the gems, buy the restarts, look at these offers, and it makes me hate logging on to the game. Like, It definitely makes me feel like there's less content in the game, right? So I like that that's not in there yet. When Modern Warfare adds their whole battle pass system, whatever that's going to be, we'll see. But, you know, beyond that, I mean, I don't play the game enough to really understand if there's a lack of content in there. I enjoy that when I log on, there's always something to unlock. The level cap's low. I mean, I'm pretty sure for me, as someone that doesn't play the game a lot, I will hit max level. That kind of bothers me. You know, I think that someone who puts in the amount of time to Call of Duty that I do, which is like normally 4 to 8 hours a week, you know, that as a gamer, it's kind of insulting that I can hit max level on that. Like, There's a side of me that's like, yeah, I'm a casual, sorry, as a cat, I'm a casual, and I can hit max level. You know, there's a side of me that likes that. There's also a side of me that is like, hey, I'm a gamer, this doesn't seem right. You know, it doesn't seem right that I can hit the max rank with, like, no trying. I mean, like, part of the reason I can hit max rank, sorry, I'm moving to a room that's got less noises. Part of the reason I can hit the max rank is that I know how to play Call of Duty. Yet, I still think that it's not high enough. You know, playing with my friends is really fun as always. You know, unlocking all the weapon stuff. The beginning of using a weapon is kind of annoying. Because, you know, it's like you unlock the same, like, 12, like, oh, I finally got the first underbarrel. I finally got the first scope. I finally got the first magazine. You know, I finally got the first stock. Then, after a little bit of grind, it kind of pans out. And I think that's because I played a lot of the 2v2 mode. That's probably the mode I have the most hours in. So, I kind of am used to how most of the weapons feel. So it's kind of annoying to have to unlock attachments. It feels like, again, you know, like my, what do you call it? The Winchester, the Mark II, the lever action in the game. I already know how to use that gun with a suppressor, with a scope, and it's kind of annoying to have to unlock it for the main multiplayer. That's just a thing. I think that's normal. I enjoy specializing the weapons. I think that's a really cool aspect of the game that I didn't expect. I expected there to be 70 attachments, right? And like 5 of them to be good. I was wrong. I'll give you an example. I use the M4 a lot. It's kind of funny because I use the M4 and the AK, right? And the M4, I have two distinct versions of it that I can use. One is kind of like more of an SMG. And one is a really long-range rifle, and they both work. I like that all the attachments, even the sights, there's a pro and con. Like, if you remove the sight, you aim in faster. You know, that's a cool thing. I like that it kind of encourages you to really think about what you're putting on the gun. I like that, you know, it's not just like, oh, it's a long barrel. It increases the range. It's like, no, it increases the range. And maybe your recoil control, or maybe it's an integrated suppressor, but you know, you can't do this, you can't do that. You know, I like that. And I like that certain things like the integrated suppressor on the M13 makes it so you can't put a muzzle attachment on. I kind of like that. So I think overall the weapon specialization is really, really fun. And I like using different weapons. And I like experimenting. I feel like now that we can edit our loadout in game, I feel like that eliminates that punishment of a bad game when you experiment. Whereas before, in the older Call of Duties, especially when you were starting out, you had five loadouts, you would have to sacrifice one loadout. I remember having one or two loadouts that I called my experimental loadouts. You know, I had the three or four were my try hard, I'm going to win, and the one was my experimental loadout, and I had to wait every single game to change it. You know, that was something that I really didn't enjoy from the older Call of Duties, and I like that in this one you can just change it on the fly, you know, upgrade your gun, change it, you know, maybe you put a sight on a pistol so you can remove the sight so you can use the pistol again. You know, the maps are cool. I wish there was at launch two or three more for the multiplayer. I kind of wish there was a familiar map, like it'd be cool if Terminal was in the game. You know, that's an Infinity Ward thing. Or like Dome or Rust or something like that. You know, but I mean, the maps that they have are really creative. They suck, but they're creative. You know, I don't like the flow of them. I think Shoot House, the one they added, is probably the best small map they have. Shoot House, the flow of Shoot House is really good. I like that it's kind of a cube. But it's not just a three-lane cube. It's three lanes up and down and three lanes side to side and some extra angles thrown in there just for, because. But like a map like Azir Cave frustrates the hell out of me. You know, it's a three-lane map, but it's so big. Like, a lot of these maps feel big. Some of them, it works really well to where, like, the spawns are set up to where you can kind of, the spawns are set up to where it's more like playing different sections of the map. But like Azir Cave is big enough to where dynamic spawns like that don't really work that well. Like if I played Azir Cave, and let's say we're playing Headquarters, and the Headquarters is in the middle of the cave, right? In Azir Cave, instead of it being like, all right, you both spawn on the other side of the cave and you fight each other, it's like, okay, I spawn on one side of the map and I want to flank, so I have to run across the entire map. And there's just a bunch of downtime running. This game, I'm sprinting more than ever. There's a lot of downtime running. I think that, you know, either increasing the player count or making smaller maps, either way is a good option. Because I feel like the 10v10 maps are, they're okay. You know, sometimes I wish we had more players. Sometimes I wish that the maps were smaller. There isn't really a map that, I mean, Docks, what is it, Hackney Yard, or I don't even know. The one where there's cargo containers in the middle, there's a warehouse, there's an office building, and then there's like two spawn buildings that are very distinct spawn buildings, and it's like a dockyard. That map's pretty fun. I like that map. I like the flow of it. It's kind of dark and grimy, and it feels very blocky. Like, it feels like an Advanced Warfare map. So, it's probably the best map in the game, but like a map. If you don't include Shoot House, Shoot House is the best map in the game, in my opinion. But, you know, Hackney Yard is probably the second best, and it's a meh. So that makes, as a casual player, what I enjoy as a casual player is like the flow of a map like Shoot House. The thing about Shoot House that makes it fun for a casual player is when you play Shoot House, there's a flow that, you know, as with the players, there's a distinct flow. But if you're good at the game, you know how to manipulate the flow. You know the different angles, you know. It's an easy map to learn. It's a hard map to master. That's what I think a lot of these other maps just don't get right. Like, Azir Cave was a map that was in the beta. I still don't understand the flow of it. Like, I understand when the objective's in the middle. Like, I end up playing a lot of hardpoint. Domination's different. Domination's always easy to understand for me. But I end up getting into hardpoint and headquarters matches, right? If the objective's in the middle, it sucks because, well, it's easy to figure that out. And if it's in the cave, I kind of understand. The rest of the flow of the map, like, it almost feels like Azir Cave has too many angles for a team of six. You know, I play that game with a team sometimes a 4 or 5 or 6 man stack. And there's just so many things. There's not very obvious choke points, right? Like, when I go to push up, if I'm not on attack, let's say I'm defending, and I go to push an angle to kind of get a more defensive point, I always feel exposed, and then I get to the point and I feel exposed. You know, Azir Cave, you know, the cave really only has 3 entrances plus the extras. So there's like 5 or 6 entrances to that cave. If you have 5 or 6 people, you can only hold the cave, right? So I think once this, a lot of those maps, Shoot House is meant, you don't need a 6 man to do good. I think the rest of the maps, you need a lot of communication, like you're a battlefield squad, to really make the map work. And I think once we get used to that, then we're going to really see who the good and bad players are. Kind of like how Rainbow Six Siege is. Rainbow Six Siege, there's no maps that I can think of on a very high level. You know, I've gotten up to Platinum 1 before in that game. I know how the maps flow. Back in the day, you could do good without communicating. I got to Platinum 1 solo queuing and not really being on comms. You know, back in the days of Operation, I don't know, like the 3rd season, right? Nowadays, because of the way Siege is, you can't do that. You can't, I mean, you can get pretty high up there. I've gotten to Platinum before, but I was playing with a friend. And we just, like, we were also kind of fighting other people that were solo queuing, right? Like, we'd get dominated by a 5-stack. And I think that's how, I noticed in Call of Duty, that's how it is. If you are against a 4, 5, or 6 man stack and you're alone, prepare to get your ass kicked. So that's kind of my thoughts on the game for casual. I think I touched on all the points. If you guys have any questions, please feel free to... I don't know if you can comment. I'm a noob on Anchor. I know you can send voice messages. If you guys want to send voice messages, I'll put them in the next podcast episode. But that's kind of what my thoughts are on the game. I'm enjoying it. I like the updates that they're rolling out. If in a perfect world, a new map or a new set of 2 maps every 2 to 4 weeks is really cool. I like that. I like the drip feed of content. I like how their balance of balancing updates, quality of life, and new maps. I think this game, if they don't monetize it to hell and they make it so that only cosmetics, you know, because there's the gestures in the game, there's the cosmetics, you know, if they add enough free content, like they gave you, if you got cosmetic rewards, not just XP or trials tickets or something for those prestige challenges that exist in the game that I don't even know how to look at. If you got a decent set of rewards for that and they made it so that the cosmetic camos, that like gold, platinum, and whatever you get for completing all the weapons were the best camos in the game, but you could still get like stickers and charms and character outfits, and they just monetize the cosmetics, I can see this game being a really good game. You know, I think adding a ranked playlist too, of course, would be really, really nice. If they had a ranked playlist for gunfight, you know, and they gave you a rank solo queue, and also like for every partner you had a rank, right? So me and my friend Rag had a gold, and me and my friend Forrest had a silver or something like that. So they had a ranked playlist, and they made it so 0 game-altering things were behind, like loot boxes, battle pass, anything like that, I think this game will be the next MW2. Or there's this game, and then there's Modern Warfare 2021-2 or whatever. Like, the sequel to this game will be the next MW2. I'm excited. I'm really excited. I'm happy that I have this game. It definitely doesn't feel like a bad purchase. You know, me and my friend split it. We did $30, $30. Well, actually, he bought this game. I'm gonna buy Civ 6 for the Xbox. I'm excited for it. All right, I've rambled on enough. Thank you for listening to this podcast. It means a lot to me. I'm Pacific the Casual Gamer. I suck just as bad as you do at video games. And I'm all done. Let's hope I don't become a noob of Anchor. Let's hope I can actually figure out everything. Okay, see you guys later.